Marlins and Dodgers. It was Pups at the Park night on Saturday as Don Mattingly and Bob Guerin have a friendly chat with the umpires before the game. We'll take it to the top of the second. D. Gordon at the plate.
Gordon lofts it into center field. That's a hit. Riddle around third, and he's going to score. And the Marlins have a 3-0 lead. Another 3-2 to Stanton, swinging a drive to right. Back goes Hernandez. He's at the track, and he's going to have to play that one off the wall. Here's Ozuna around third. He's going to score. Stanton's in at second base with an RBI double. And the Marlins have jumped on Urias tonight. They take a 4-0 lead in the third. And for the Marlins, this is the first time in 8 games they've scored more than 3 runs. The bats have been so quiet of late. 1-1 to Riddle is ripped on the ground. Fair inside the bag at first, down into the right field corner. Boer's going to score. Realmuto's going to be waved. We might have a play at the plate. The relay home from Muttley is not in time. And on his way to third base, Riddle, it is 7-0 Marlins. They've exploded for 4 in the third.
You know, for me, depends how it was. If I went out with ball 1, ball 2, ball 3, walked a guy, stolen second base, same thing, kind of got behind guys, I took it tough. You know, if I went out and faced a Hollinsworth, you know, fastball down away, he hits a home run tight. You know, I was good with that because he's, you know, great hitters out there and all these guys.
Stanton lines one into left. Another hit for Giancarlo. Another run for Miami. Ozuna to third. Stanton to second. And the Robnen magic works again.
Josh Fields came on in the last inning, gave up a hit to Realmuto that knocked in a run, and then got Derek Dietrich to foul out to the catcher for the third out of the inning. Here's a drive, well tagged, out toward right center. This is going to be a line drive home run that is up, up and away for JT Riddle over that fence in right center, deep right center, and in front of that right field pavilion.
10-6 Marlins is your final score. The Marlins snap a 5-game losing streak with the victory. Dan Straley gets the win. Urias drops to 0-2, 6 earned runs on 7 hits through 2 1/3. Don Mattingly and the Marlins were able to come out on top against the Dodgers on Saturday as they win 10-6. Here's the Miami skipper on the victory.
Well, good. Honestly, to be able to score some runs, and Dan was good, kind of cruising along there. Kind of hit a little speed bump there in the sixth, but it was just good to be able to put some runs on the board, have a little bit of cushion, and then we needed it. So it was good.
Did he come again? You've been waiting for quite some time,
I mean, I don't know if it – obviously not – you know, we're not going to score 10 runs, but I just think better played game where you get good pitching, keep you in the game early, give our offense a chance to take off. Tonight they took off right away, and you know, and then be able to just catch the ball behind them and good relief pitching at the end.
After a slow offensive week, to what can you attribute the sudden outburst?
Who knows? You know, this game is, you know, this game just goes one day to the next. I thought we did a good job with Urias. You know, making him throw strikes, getting him in the strike zone. Guys, you know, G hit a ball the other way. We kind of stayed on him. You know, Riddle hit a ball the other way. So we were able to get to him, which was obviously be able to put some runs up.
Do you think last night could have been any motivation at all?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea, honestly. You know, you've heard that in the past, but I don't, it's hard to put any stock in that.
As happy as you are with the 10 runs scored, are you a little ticked that you kind of they made it a game and led it back in those middle innings?
Oh, no, they had to earn it at least. And, you know, Dan just kind of got tired there. Harlan, you know, we bring him in there to, you know, Zeke comes in, gets out of that inning for us. Could have got worse. And Harlan just gave up, you know, some home runs. He left some balls out over the plate. Looked like he tried to go away and let the ball in with Bellinger. So, you know, we still at that point are in pretty good shape. You know, we're still with our main guys at the very back end of the game.
Straley sort of become that one starting pitcher you can count on, it seems like now.
It seems to be. You know, again, we talked about him before the game. He's a guy that throws strikes, can move the ball to both sides of the plate, can change speed. So he's got some weapons for different styles of guys, and he's been good.
Suicide didn't work this time.
No, that was really, I messed that up. It was really more of a safety, and I give it wrong to Freddie. But actually it wasn't a bad count for it. But I was looking more related to safety with him up there. He's a pretty good bunter.
Big night for Giancarlo. What did you like about the way he responded?
That he stays in the middle of the field. He hit some balls really good today. And he had good swings, I thought, all night long. You know, other than the first at bat, you know, he shoots that ball to right, you know, on the line, shoots the ball dead away center on the line. I just thought he swung the bat well.
When you exchange lineup cards with Garen, did they say anything to each other? Or?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's not, you know, it's between him and I, so I don't think it's nothing we need to talk about, but just talked about the situation.
Just that it's over with, maybe, or?
It wasn't nothing like that. Just, you know, talk about my side, what, you know, my thinking, and let him talk.
We've seen this sort of outburst before during this going on a long stretch. What's the key to doing it again tomorrow? Maybe not to this degree, but at least, you know, coming out strong.
Worley.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's every day. It's that guy that gets the ball early. It's really the key to best being able to sustain anything is being able to keep us in the game. So we're not trying to get, anytime you're trying to get 6-7 innings out of your pen, that's just a recipe for failure, because it not only your chances are probably not great that day, but then you've cost yourself two other days because your pins now you're using guys just to get through a game, not to put them in the right situation.
Series concludes Sunday. Vance Worley will take the hill for the Marlins. He'll face the Dodgers' Brandon McCarthy.